This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. For the past several installments, we have been discussing how our society has exalted sex to such a position that it is held on par with eating and sleeping, as if it were a necessity for human existence. It's difficult for those who would dare to proclaim God's standard for sexuality. We open ourselves up to ridicule and/or loathing. We may find ourselves struggling with the temptation to remain silent and avoid the trouble. But there is another struggle we have to contend with. Our lives are inundated daily with sex. From advertising to television and movies, from magazines to music. Everywhere we turn, we are bombarded with the temptation of sexual immorality. God's word instructs us in what is right, but knowing what is right is one thing, doing what is right is another. A young man or woman, or an older man or woman for that matter, finds it difficult living godly in a culture that exalts, promotes, and exploits immorality, especially when that immorality promises pleasure and fulfillment. But as difficult as it is, the young man and young woman must fight the good fight, trusting God when he warned in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.